Mark chapter 10. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision. Today's culture, like those around Bartimaeus, does not encourage us to go to Jesus. Today's chapter ends with the stubborn cry of a man whose eyes do not see, but whose ears heard of Jesus and knew it was the moment he had waited for all his life. Perhaps he struggled with his own shyness, with the inner voices that, like the outer ones, that told him to shut up. None of those voices silenced him. On the contrary, he cried out much more. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. With new eyes, he can now follow Jesus, and following him, he certainly sees the needs of others, of those who suffer from other diseases, of those who cry, of those who suffer from loneliness, and of those who are hungry. Lord Jesus, increase my vision and deliver me from my blindness, for not seeing those who need you. Vision isn't just having a picture of what could be, it's a motivation to improve, a call to become something more and someone better.